Well, thank you for see now there. Can you turn down the bass a little bit, please? Hello? There we go. Is that better? I don't know. We have our annual awards chapel. This is a good time I always look forward to. Dr. Sanders asked me to explain to you that he would not be able to be here this evening. He did have some a medical procedure that has caused him to be very weary and a bit concerned. But he is getting better. But that is why he is not here tonight. So we will carry on without him. But he always believes this is one of the best chapels of the year. Tonight, as we will follow a particular order. We will begin with presentations by Professor Adding on the Oak Bible Reading Awards. Following that will be the Christian Education Awards by Dr. Ott. Then Who's Who and Delta Epsilon Chi, and I will be making that presentation. The Bible Content Exam Awards will be given by Dr. King. Then Dr. Like. Boy, that sounds good to say that, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. We're waiting a while for that, but it sounds good. Dr. Like will do the DeLong Sermon Series Awards. That'll be followed by the Annual Scholarship Awards, and then we will close. That is the order we will follow, and we will do so without further announcement. And so I'm going to ask Dr. Adig, if you would, to come. We do need to begin with an opening prayer. I'm going to ask him, if you would, to lead in prayer and then make the awards.
Would you stand to your feet, please?
Lord, we stand in reverence to you. We thank you for this opportunity to show honor to those we love. We thank you that you have shown honor to us, and we give honor to you. Thank you for the opportunity we have tonight to share praise. And we pray that everyone who is honored tonight will sense that your blessing has been upon them as well. Guide us in all that we do, and may this be a time of real connection with one another and connection with you. In your name we pray, amen. You may be seated. It's my privilege tonight to give the Oak Bible Reading Awards. This particular program, the Oak Bible Reading Award program, was instituted on our campus in 1969, so it's been around a while. It was inaugurated by our dean at that time, who was Dr. Norman Oak. He also taught theology on this campus. And it was his expressed purpose that we should give attention to the public reading of the Word of God. And so he wanted to encourage improvement in the public reading of the Word. Each year, students who have completed the course, the speech course, oral interpretation, are eligible to participate in this program. And some of you were here on the evening that we had the Oak Bible Reading Program. The original charter for this event provides for cash awards to be given, but generally speaking, those are given to a select number of readers, not all readers. But I am pleased to announce to you that for the first time in the 37-year history of this award on our campus, that this year an exception has been made by the donors, and they want to honor every reader this year with a cash award in the amount of $100. The certificate that they will be receiving reads like this: the 37th Annual Oak Bible Reading Award Program Award for Excellence, presented to, and it has the person's name, on this 9th day of May 2006, in recognition of outstanding achievement in the public reading of Scripture, Nazarene Bible College, Colorado Springs, Colorado. It is a lovely keepsake. And along with that is coming a personalized copy of one of Dr. Oak's books. This has an inscription in the front written by Verla Oak Lambert, his daughter. She wanted everyone that is receiving the award to get this book called What a Price, A Study in the High Cost of Our Redemption. So this is a very special extra thing that we're giving tonight. I would like at this time to invite the recipients to come forward and receive their award. Jaron Bodie, Bill F., Bud Leach, Gary Miller and Chris Robertson.
There are two professional organizations, academic organizations in the field of religious education, Christian education in the United States. We participate in one of those that is called NAPCE, the North American Professors of Christian Education Organization. And as a part of our membership in that organization, we have the right to submit a name for special recognition by that organization. And this year we have received a certificate of recognition for one of our students. And it is, in particular, a recognition for achievement, scholarship, as well as for support of the Ministry of Christian Education within local churches. And it's my pleasure to present the second award, NAPCE award, for one of our students to Jim Anderson.
Each year, the faculty of Nazarene Bible College selects a number of students to two honors that we're going to announce tonight. The first is to the who's who among American students among American colleges and universities. The second is to Delta Epsilon Chi, the Honor Society for the Association for Biblical Higher Education. While these names have been published on campus, they have not been announced publicly otherwise. And I would like this evening to call these names. Now, there will be a certificate presented to them during the convocation on commencement weekend, Saturday morning at 9:30. And by the way, every student ought to be required, if we could do that, for you to come to the convocation ceremonies on commencement weekend. It is just that special. And if you've not made plans one way or the other, I'll just make them for you. Just be there. It's very important. But these individuals will be honored with a certificate at that time. But I would like for them, if they would, to stand when your name is called, and we will announce publicly now who they are. Also should announce that because of the overall growth in the enrollment of Nazarene Bible College, we have added two additional names this year compared to previous years. Previously, we elected six to who's who. This year, we will add we will elect eight to who's who, and those eight persons are. And please stand and remain standing until we all names are called. Then we will applaud you. These names have been elected to who's who among students in American universities and colleges. Robert K. Burroughs Jr., Carla R. Greasy, Bobby Joe Gunberg, Wendy A. Johnson, Enola L. Leonard, W. Gary Naren, Todd P. Sharp, and Harold G. Smith. Would you please congratulate these folks? Nazarene Bible College is now accredited with two different accrediting associations in the United States. The one we have been with for about 30 years now is the Accrediting Association, or the Association for Biblical Higher Education. That association sponsors an honor society called Delta Epsilon Chi, persons who have been elected to this position by the faculty have done so based on their academic performance as well as their contributions to the community here on campus and more broadly. Six names we are allowed to elect this year. Last year was five, was the maximum. This year it's up to six. So these six persons have been elected to Delta Epsilon Chi Honor Society. Carla R. Greasy, Bobby Joe Gunberg, Enola L. Leonard, W. Gary Nairn, Marissa L. Phelps, and Todd P. Sharp. Would you please congratulate these folks?
A significant tool for the purpose of assessment and quality improvement in the Bible and Theology Division here at NBC is the much-beloved Bible Content Exam, which is provided for us by the Association for Biblical Higher Education. The Bible and Theology Division is pleased to present a cash award for the highest score achieved on the Bible Content Exam by a graduating senior, and a cash award for the greatest improvement on the exam when comparing a student's senior score with their freshman score. In addition to the two cash awards, certificates of excellence will be presented to the top three graduating seniors in both of those categories. A check of $100 is awarded to the senior with the highest score. This year's top score was achieved by online student Roderick McGuire of Elyria, Ohio, with a score of 142 out of 150. An award check will be mailed to Roderick. The second highest score was achieved by online student Joshua Adams of Woodburn, Oregon, with a score of 136 out of 150. An award certificate will be mailed to Joshua. The third highest score by a senior was achieved by online student Mary Boardwin of Texas City, Texas, with a score of 134. An award certificate will be mailed to Mary. Now we turn to the category of greatest improvement. A check for $100 is awarded to the senior with the greatest improvement over their freshman score. This year's greatest improvement award goes to online student Mary Boardwin, who scored 81 points improvement over her freshman score. An award check will be mailed to Mary. Second place score for greatest improvement goes to an on-campus student for an improvement of 60 points between their freshman and senior year, and that award goes to Roger Emmerich. The third place score of greatest improvement goes to an on-campus student for an improvement of 51 points. And I want to add that this year's top five high scores were all above last year's number one high score, and this student achieved the fifth highest score this year of 131 out of 150 points, and this award goes to Gary Nairn.
It was our privilege last week to participate in the DeLong Sermon Series. Three students preached, but we had the opportunity to participate. Amen? The Word of God was proclaimed, good preaching was modeled, and we were all edified as a result of our time together last week. There were three student preachers. Let me remind you of those persons' names. Rick Gardner from Lynn, Massachusetts. Jennifer Osborne from Colorado Springs, and Jennifer's right there. I was looking for you. Would you stand? We want to welcome you one more time. And David Weinbrenner from Centralia, Washington. They were three of 14 students who earned the privilege to preach last week. It's my privilege to announce the Excellence in Preaching Award to David Weinbrenner. It will be presented to him in absentia unless someone wants to go to Centralia. In recognition of his outstanding achievement in preaching, he'll receive the certificate and also a cash award. Let's welcome David with a round of applause. He'll be watching this chapel next week.
A number of friends of Nazarene Bible College and of Nazarene Bible College students, a number of folks give endowments and cash donations so the students may have some scholarship help. The college sets criteria for the choice of students who will receive these, and I will in general try to make some indication of that in a general sense for those who do. Students both online and on campus are eligible for these, but typically they must be at least three-quarters time. They must have a grade point average of 3.0 or higher, and be involved in the college in other ways. There are application processes through which people go to receive these. We will not read the whole list. We will leave online students for another time. But tonight I'd like to read the names of those persons who are on campus students who have been chosen for these distinctions. We will name the scholarship name that provides that. Mr. Mal Britton will be here to hand the envelope to students. The amounts for these awards are $750 to $900 and will be applied to next year typically in three installments for each of the terms that they come. The Lambright Scholarship is given to a student in the cohort or who's planning to go into the cohort. This year's person, and by the way, when you come, please receive your envelope, and then if you would start right about here and line up across the front, we do want to have some pictures taken. The Lambright Scholarship goes to Carla Gorman. So would Carla come, please. The Holton Scholarship goes to Cheryl Henderson. Cheryl here. The Seaman family have donated money for a scholarship to two students, Dan Polkinen and James Wilson. We have enough time to, bring them on up here with you. That's fine. The Burton Scholarship goes to Cheryl Colby. Medical doctor in Tennessee, Dr. Sloniker, sets a scholarship that will go tonight to Neil Colby. The Mark Smith Scholarship to Garen Bodie. The Cooper Scholarship to William Barfield. The Lewis Scholarship to Don Drury. Not able to be with us tonight. The Bennett Scholarship to Sherry McLean. The Hollinsworth Scholarship, Kimberlyn Robson. The Myers Scholarship to three individuals, Elaine Naren, Aiden McLean, and Kim Reed. the Lee Scholarship to two individuals, Mike Goff and Wendy Hunter. Let's see if we can move to the left here. We have an endowment scholarship, a general endowment scholarship, tonight awarded to two individuals, Sabrina Smith and Dale Breaker Sr. Beyond this, we have four more scholarships to be awarded. The Jordan International Scholarship goes to international students. We have selected tonight for Mr. Michael Aniadobe and Chris Verniers. And then a striking scholarship goes. It comes to us from the Board of General Superintendents, who gives us money each year. And this year, they've given us enough for two students to receive scholarships. Mr. Steve Mastre and Michael and Rachel Carr. These scholarships go to persons who are preparing for pastoral ministry in the Church of the Nazarene. These folks have worked hard to maintain a strong academic profile and to distinguish themselves in a number of ways. Would you please congratulate them again? Well, thank you. You may be seated. Well, among other things, this chapel tonight signals that we're nearing the end of the school year and definitely of this term. And God has been with us in such mighty, mighty ways. I praise His name for His work in our lives. I don't know about singing or saying a regular prayer of dismissal. I wonder if we could stand and sing the doxology. We don't do that very often, but I like doing that. If we could at least get a chord to start things out with, that's where we're going to go. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Amen. You are dismissed.